World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Yes, we are. Hello and welcome back to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's matches. We have action from both Group B and Group A this evening. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on this edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast is Mr. Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
Hello, Mark. Thanks, yeah. Little bit, well, either struck by hay fever, right, or just very emotional to be back on the podcast, one of the two. But no, on the whole,
I think it's probably the latter.
It could be. Yeah. You know, I do enjoy it. But no, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Really enjoying the World Cup. We've seen a hatful of goals until yesterday when it all dried up a little bit.
But people were expecting it to dry up a bit anyway, weren't they? Well, from the beginning, unders was supposedly the way to play this, and it hasn't proved so. Let's hope that the entertainment continues. I think we've got three games to look forward to on Wednesday evening that should promise goals.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Don't want to put a curse on it, but looks like we could be looking that way at least.
Okay. Just with a quick view to the outright betting to win the World Cup. I'll just get it up on site as I'm talking. But Brazil haven't really floated many people's boats so far.
No, they haven't. And it's interesting because I still thought that they'd win, to be honest. Even after the first game, I knew they weren't impressive, but you just thought that they're Brazil, you know, and things will get better for them, and they'll play with a bit more fluidity. But you look, I mean, they're still favourites to win it.
Nudged out slightly though, now 7-2.
They're still going to qualify from their group, and you'd still probably fancy them in a. I still think they'll win it. I do. Germany are now 4-1 with Argentina, second favourites, and you can see why Germany have been pushed in, but what did they beat against Portugal? I don't think the Portugal side's especially strong anyway.
Ill-tempered side.
And 10 men. Pepe got sent off, no surprise there. That's been coming for years. Argentina weren't that impressive, to be honest.
No.
They will get out their group. They're like Brazil. They'll probably win all three games, actually. What I would say, Messi to be top goal scorer in the competition is a big price now. It's around the 7 or 8 to 1 mark. When you consider they've still got to play Iran and Nigeria, you can see him bagging a brace in both of those, and you know, you wouldn't be surprised.
And then you're not far away. Five goals is quite a long way to winning it.
And the reason he's that price is because so many other players have scored a couple or three. In Muller's case, Muller with three, Benzema's got two. Who else have we got? Who's got two? There's one other significant name. Van Persie, that's the one, and Robin also's got two. So they'll be looking to add to those later. But in terms of the outright markets, I mean, I couldn't have Holland at 10-1. Spain at 12s is interesting, but will they get out of the group now? You know,
Well, if they win both games, they're out of the group.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure that they do win tonight, in fairness.
Okay. Well, don't give too much away.
I don't think it's nailed on. France at 16s.
They did lose their opening game of the World Cup in 2010, though.
Very true.
Admittedly, not 5-1.
No, I don't, but still, you know, this was against Holland, that was against Switzerland.
Yeah.
You know, but France at 16s is tempting, I must say. I was very impressed with them, and I know people said, you know, what did they beat? Very, very true. But the way that they attempted to play football was taking, and their whole sort of lineup with Caballé almost dropping into a back three when they have the ball, the fullback's going on, Debuchy and Evra flying forward, and then you've got the likes of Pogba in the middle, who was lucky not to be sent off, but is an absolute powerhouse. Matuidi does the mopping up, Benzema looks in form, Griezmann looks lively. France, for me, at 16-1 would be a play.
Yeah. And as Jonathan Pearce said many times in commentary, Benzema's a big man.
It's not the best commentary I've ever heard.
No.
It was interesting. But yeah, he'd do a touch and you just go, oh, great touch for a big man. Yeah. Like, take that off your cliche list. Up.
He looks a bit like Zidane.
Yeah, that was a strange one. I don't think he looks anything like Zidane. No. I don't think Zidane was as bulky as he is. And Zidane had considerably more skill as well.
Yeah. But they both wear number 10 and they both have short hair.
Yes, slightly balding. Yes. I don't know, but no, France at 16s would be a play, but Brazil at 7-2, I don't think they'll get any bigger than that in the tournament, put it that way.
Fair enough. So if you're going to back Brazil, why not now? Because if they start winning again, then they're just inevitably going to shorten again, aren't they?
Exactly. And in the final game, they've got Cameroon, which should be a shoo-in, you'd expect. And if they knock three or four past them, the price will contract again. So
Yep, that's fair enough. Shall we look at today's action?
Let's do that.
Okay. Starting with Australia against Holland. This is the 5 p.m. kickoff, and Australia are 12-1. The draw 5-1, and Holland 2-9. Australia weren't the pushovers that people expected them to be. Well, they run into a Holland side that destroyed Spain the other day.
They did, but I think that's more down to Spain not knowing how to defend than anything else. But you've got to say, Holland, they were impressive. You can't win 5-1 and you can't call it a fluke. You can't say it wasn't impressive. Van Persie's the key, I think. That headed goal was just brilliant.
Mm.
And I don't think many other players at this World Cup would even think of doing that, let alone have the skill to pull it off. I think he's the key to Holland's chances in this World Cup. And I must say, I was very, very keen to write Holland off. I thought Spain and Chile would qualify. I didn't think Holland's squad was particularly strong. I still don't, to be honest. But they'll qualify now because they'll beat Australia tonight and that'll be enough. The 2-9 about them, I've just said yes, they will win tonight. They will, I think they will, but the 2-9 makes no appeal whatsoever.
No.
Australia, as you said, weren't the pushovers that we expected, but offer little to no goal threat. That's the issue. Tim Cahill is the goal threat. That's it. So I found a potential way of playing this game.
Okay.
You back Holland to win to nil at 10-11. Let's say you put £2 on that. Okay. You then back Tim Cahill any time at 7-2. Put maybe 50 pence on that as a proportion of your stake. Either way then, I think you'll make money. I think Holland will win to nil. But the Cahill bet 7-2 any time for a bit of insurance, I don't think that's too bad as long as you stake it well. Fundamentally, though, Holland to win to nil, 10-11 is a great price, I think.
Holland to win to nil.
Especially when you think 2-9 for the outright as an enhancement, if you like. That is a huge price. Because Australia, we didn't think they'd score many. Yes, they bagged against Chile. They could have got a couple, actually, in fairness. But I think Holland will win this. I think they'll win to nil, maybe 2 or 3 nil. What have we got for that? 11-2 and 13-2. I don't think that's too bad. The other one is the headline offer. Van Persie to score and Holland to win. At 8-11, you'd imagine he'll bag in this. You'd imagine Holland will win. 8-11. I'd rather back Holland to win to nil at 10-11. If I'm being honest, but I don't think that's a bad price whatsoever.
Yeah, I quite like Robin van Persie to score and Holland to win. We saw that he's turned up in pretty good nick, and if anybody's going to score for them, he's one of the more likely ones. Mm. You're getting 8-11, basically about. Well, enhanced from 2-9 when the result's probably going to hinge on him scoring, him or Robin, really, isn't it?
Robin's interesting. How old's Robin now?
Robin is 30 years old.
See, he's been around for so long, yet he still has the pace, and he troubled Spain with it. Again, he'd have to shine if Holland are to go any further in the competition, i.e. past the last 16 or quarters, but the way that they did play against Spain, the thing is, against Spain they were allowed to counter-attack. That's a key.
Mm.
And the onus will be on them here to actually dominate the game. I'm not saying that they can't, but I think if they come up against better opposition, who maybe don't control possession as much as Spain try to do, then they could face a problem. But, I mean, you look at Holland's squad. I mean, Jonathan de Guzman's in there. He's a decent Premiership player. I actually quite rate him. But in a World Cup for a side of Holland's reputation... He's 5-2, I think, any time, which, to be honest, tempts, because he is box-to-box, and you get the feeling that if Holland have the control of this game that we expect them to, he might get a chance to put a few long ranges in. You know, 5-2 is okay. But fundamentally, Holland to win to nil at 10-11 is the best bet in this game. Van Persie any time and Holland to win at 8-11 is okay.
Okay.
And if you want an Australia-based bet, Cahill any time at 7-2 seems the only logical one, really.
Am I crazy?
Yes. Next question.
To think that Australia might score here, because Holland's defence is not the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
They play three at the back, which could see them vulnerable if they are trying to bomb forward.
Yes.
And Australia have scored in 4 of their last 5 World Cup group stage fixtures.
Yes. But they had strikers then. You know, I know they scored against Chile. I know they did.
Yeah.
And it was Cahill who bagged. I don't think you're ludicrous for saying that at all, Mark. I think you're ludicrous for a lot of other reasons, but we won't get into those. I think that...
it's just that 2-1 on Holland to win and both teams to score. I don't know if that's...
It's a big price, but it doesn't tempt for me. The 10-11 Holland to win to nil, I think's a decent price.
Okay.
And a decent bet. Oh, just a note there, you mentioned Holland did play sort of three or five at the back, if you like,
yeah,
against Spain, but I think they're going to revert to 4-3-3 here.
Right, okay.
That's just something I read outside. I don't have an inside line, don't worry. but I think that they may, which again would help them to control the game. You don't need five at the back against Australia, put it that way.
Fair enough. Right, let's move on to the second game in Group B. Spain take on Chile. Spain are 4-7. The draw 3-1. Chile 5-1. Do or die time, really, for Spain. They have to win this, really, to, or, well, at least get a point, I suppose, to have any chance of going through.
Yeah, and they weren't very good against Holland. I know we just spoke about it then. And yes, they controlled stages of the game, and but once a team like Spain go in the lead, that should be it. The way that they keep the ball, you just expect them to.
There was that one chance, wasn't there, where it could have gone 2-0. Mm-hmm. It was Silva, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And if that goes in, the game's over.
Yeah, but it didn't. And to let five goals in is appalling.
Yeah, it's just one of those freak results, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, the way that Holland set up was perfect to sort of counter Spain. Whether Chile will be able to do the same, I don't know. In terms of team news, Casillas may be dropped, unsurprisingly. Del Bosque's got a decision to make there.
Who plays instead of him?
Pepe Reina.
Okay.
Because David De Gea has a buttock injury.
I thought it was a hip injury.
No, buttock.
Has he gone round to the buttock?
It is buttock. I don't know what he's done, but he has a buttock injury.
Yeah.
So maybe he sat on something. I don't know. But De Gea is missing, so it would be Reina if he chooses to drop Casillas. But Reina throws in the odd rick as well, doesn't he? He's a good goalkeeper, but so that'll be something to monitor. Maybe in terms of the prices, though, Spain at 4-7 is, you know, if you're that pro Spain, you will back that at 4-7. But I couldn't be having it, not off the back of that 5-1 defeat, and because I rate Chile. Yes, they beat Australia in a manner that some expected. They weren't wildly impressive and they did concede, but I think Chile have got the sort of pace to cope with Spain here.
Hmm. Purely from a price angle.
Yeah.
5-1 on Chile. It does look big, doesn't it?
Well, a few markets that I've got here, I think that rather than take the 5-1 about Chile, I'd take Chile and both teams to score at 9-1.
Ooh.
I think if Chile are going to win, both teams will score. I can't see Spain not scoring, put it that way. But I also think that Chile will score at least once. You've got Alexis Sanchez there to score in a Chile win at 7-1. Of course, he plays his domestic football in Spain. They know a lot about him, but he's 9-4 to score any time, and he is Chile's main man.
Yeah.
It's an okay price, but it isn't outstanding. You can back Chile and four or more goals in the game at 14-1. Huge prices, but they're not outlandish, because we've seen what's happened already in this competition with Spain. We know that they score, but they concede in equal measure. And we know that Chile are fairly open and flowing as well. So I don't think that's a bad price. Now, if you're looking for a Spain-themed bet, as you've gathered, I'm not crazy about Spain's chances here. The headline offer is Diego Costa to score in a Spain win at 7-5. That is okay. It's all right. But I don't think Costa fits into this Spain side.
Does he play tonight, do you think?
Well,
revert back to the
no striker,
yeah.
Maybe. Torres won't play, I don't think. He missed a tap-in, didn't he? Because he tried to put it on his right foot, which is ridiculous. Costa just seems a little slow and laboured in this Spain lineup. I think he's more of an old-fashioned striker.
Yeah, which doesn't fit the way Spain play football.
Doesn't at all.
For me, it's like if you put Costa in the team, you take away from the rest of the team at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is nothing against Costa, because he's a brilliant player. He just doesn't
But he did have a chance. Obviously, he won the penalty, I think, didn't he, against Holland. But prior to that, he had a chance similarly. He was slid in and you thought, hit it on his left. He tried to cut inside and was tackled by Ron Vlaar. So I think, by the way, Ron Vlaar at a World Cup.
Who
thought it? Xabi Alonso anytime, 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
Well, he takes the spot kicks.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
He won't score in open play. But 4-1 about them getting a penalty, I don't mind that. You know, when you're playing against people who are going to run at you, who are going to have pace, and you know how Spain play. They camp out on the edge of your box and they'll try and pass it round. Xabi Alonso, 4-1 any time is fair enough. Obviously, he is the sole Spain scorer in this competition so far. That's a good price as well, Mark, that you're hovering over there.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if you're going to back Xabi Alonso 4-1 any time because of the penalties, I was just seeing if the penalty award price would have been bigger. It's not, it's 11-4.
Yeah, but that's not bad, because that factors in a Chile penalty as well.
Yes.
Which, when you've got Sergio Ramos, who is occasionally erratic, whichever goalkeeper plays, their hair off their line sometimes, and, you know.
Yeah.
11-4 about a penalty in this game. I actually quite like that. Well done on finding that. I'm going to take that over Xabi Alonso anytime.
Okay.
So my bets for this one: a penalty at 11-4, and I'm gonna go big on this. I'm gonna go Chile and both teams to score at nines, or Chile and 4+ in the game at 14-1.
Okay. So a few nice big prices there. If you just want a safe one, I think both teams to score at 4-5 is quite a good price.
I'd rate that as banker material, to be honest. I think often in your head when you're looking at a game, you'll have prices in your head of what you think it should be. And I'd rate both teams scoring this as about 4-7. So you're getting a pretty big enhancement there. Both teams scoring over 2.5 goals is 6-5, which is, again, a further enhancement. And I think it's a very, very, very good price. I think there will be goals in this. I don't know why it's priced up to be trappy.
No.
Spain have to win. Chile...
Is that why, though? Because Spain have to win, Chile don't, and they might just try and close Spain out, which is difficult at best of times. But
maybe, but I just think there's goals here.
Fair enough.
Everywhere. Goals everywhere.
Yeah. Right, let's move on to the other group then. Group A, the second... What was I going to say? I was going to say the second match of the second set of games, but that doesn't make much sense.
It makes some sense, yes. But not a great deal.
Yes. The fourth match of Group A, Cameroon take on Croatia. Cameroon 4-1, the draw 13-5, and Croatia 7-10. And given Brazil's draw with Mexico last night, if either side win this, they're right in the mix to qualify again.
True. I don't like Cameroon very much.
I don't think they played very well.
No. They're a team I was against before the competition. And I still am, to be honest. They could have lost by more to Mexico. Obviously, Mexico had two ruled out incorrectly. And Croatia, by all accounts, were decent against Brazil. Obviously, that form, if you like, has a bit of context now that Brazil struggled against Mexico as well. But Croatia were slightly unlucky, perhaps, to lose that game. Obviously, one pretty horrendous refereeing decision went against them. But... will they win this? I think they will. 7-10 is an okay price, nothing more. It's not incredible value. What could be value is Croatia to win to nil, 8-5. Again, it's not a huge jump, but I just think Cameroon struggle to score. They've got Samuel Eto'o in there. He's 50-50 as to whether he'll actually play. But apart from that, if Eto'o doesn't play, they'll play, I think, Abubakar. And I think he's probably more of a threat than Eto'o, just because he's got a bit more about him, a bit more pace. He's not got the finishing quality of Samuel Eto'o. I'm not doubting that for a second. But I think Croatia will win. I love Croatia's midfield. Modric and Rakitic, I think, is just fantastic. You can get Rakitic any time at 100-30. I think that's sensational value.
He had a good game, to be fair.
He did. The only sort of doubt about that is the fact that Rakitic will perhaps be playing a little deeper than we'd like him to be alongside Modric, but that's not to say that he can't bag at 130. Is a fair price. Likewise, Dario Cerna anytime, 9-2. Yes, he's playing at fullback, but he takes set pieces,
yeah,
and that could be key. Mario Mandzukic comes back for this one.
That's big news, isn't
that's
it?
The key for Croatia.
Yeah.
They play Jelovic against Brazil, and he put himself about, you know. He wasn't too bad, but Mandzukic is, I'll go as far as to say, one of Europe's top strikers. Yes, he plays for a side where he gets a lot of chances created for him, and all he has to do is sort of stand in the box and move his head towards the ball occasionally. But I do think he's got certainly more about him than Nikic Jelovic does, and he really increases the threat that Croatia have in this one. You can get Mandzukic to score in a Croatia win at 2-1, and I couldn't put you off that, to be honest.
Quite like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think Croatia will win. I don't think both teams will score. I think they will shut Cameroon out. In terms of prices, Croatia to nil, 8-5. I don't mind that headline offer. Mandzukic to score in a Croatia win at 2-1. Rakitic and Cerna anytime, 130 and 9-2 respectively. And I couldn't point you in the direction of a pro-Cameroon bet, to be honest. I really don't rate the chances.
Okay, fair enough. What kind of scoreline would you look at here? Do you think Croatia will win it fairly comfortably? Or
I think it's got all the hallmarks of a 2-0.
Okay.
I think 2-0 is fair enough, and 1-0 perhaps is the way to play it. But unders 7-10, under 2.5 goals at 7-10.
I'd rather just back Croatia. Same price.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. Of the two, I don't mind the under 2.5 at 7-10, but I'd rather back Croatia.
Yeah.
If you offered 2 7-10 shots and said, you know,
take your pick,
you've got to choose one of them, I'd just side with the outright.
Okay, fair enough. What's your best bet in that game then?
Croatia to nil at 8-5.
Fair enough. Right, so there you go. That's today's World Cup games. Out of all of that, what will be your best bet for the day? What will be your best bet this evening?
Without a doubt, Holland to win to nil at 10-11. I think that's outstanding price.
Fair enough. Outstanding value then. Good stuff, Alex. Thank you very much. Enjoy the World Cup games today.
Thank you very much, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Alex Dunn on today's World Cup matches. The action continues in Brazil, and three good games to look forward to this evening. If you're having a bet, good luck with that, and enjoy the action. We'll be back tomorrow with the next edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.